Well, people say I have an accent. I don't know why, because clearly I don't. But absolutely not. I mean, I quite frankly, I mean, I've lived in many places, and I think this is one of the most. This is a really open-minded society, in my opinion, at least of the ones that I've seen, the most open-minded in the world. You know, I mean, even for Americans to go to Europe, I think is much harder from a discrimination standpoint than for Europeans to come here.
You're obviously here in the Midwest, sort of the gateway to the South. Not a particular area that people always associate with when someone says, I'm going to go visit the United States. They might go to a San Francisco or New York, maybe a Miami. Mm-hmm. But Kentucky often isn't a place that's mentioned on the stop. How has that given you a different perception of the United States maybe than someone else who's maybe just been only been to New York or to L.A.? You're actually in the Midwest, in the belt of the United States.
Well, I wish I could film all the faces of all the people that ever asked me where I was living. And when I told them that I was from Louisville, they look at me like, huh? But the interesting thing is, that's actually much more prominent with people from the coast in the U.S. than people from Europe. If I tell somebody in Europe, I live in Louisville, Kentucky, they just don't know where that is, really. That's bottom line. You tell somebody from New York and they go like, huh? Like, you get all types. It's a very funny thing. I mean, they're either appalled, or they're intrigued, or they're interested, or they don't understand it, really.
If you could give advice to anyone from Belgium who's recently migrated to the United States, thinking about starting any sort of entrepreneurial endeavor, what advice would you give them?
Be yourself. The first check I got, I was instructed on what to say with investors and all those things, and I would go around, and this was in 2003. We didn't have anything really solid to stand on, and I would go around and do my spiel, and then one day I met this investor. Then I sit down, and for an hour I do the typical pony show, and at the end he's like, yeah, no, I mean, you know, I do too many of these things, sorry, yada yada, basically get out of here. I go home, go to the hotel, and I couldn't sleep. The whole night I'm awake, and in the morning I go back, and I told my friends, I said, look, I have to see this guy again. So I go to the corridor, and this is in New York, you know, close to Radio City Hall, Mecca, for Europeans at least, you know. So I sit there, and I ask his assistant if I could see him. She's like, oh, no, he's very busy. And then he walks in the corridor, and I grab his arm. Poor guy thought I was assaulting him. And he says, no, I don't have time, but he gave me 5 minutes. And I sit down, I said, look, forget everything I said yesterday. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, we really don't have anything right now. But, you know, the two people that I work with are the best people I've ever met, and we're going to do all we can to make this happen. That's pretty much my pitch. And he takes his intercom, and he said, Sheila, can you write me a check for $100,000, please? Sheila comes back, he signs it, puts it in my name. I have no documents, I have nothing. My name, he doesn't know me, Cedric Francois. You can send the documents later. That's the, so there you go.